Welcome to River Bluff Park. Did you know that you're driving on a historic road? Let's listen in on Kit Lane and John Paul to learn a little bit more about the history here.
As you leave Saugatuck, you'll be on the Old Allegan Road. Old Allegan Road was one of the earliest roads in the county. It ran between Singapore and Allegan, with later on a special bypass over to Saugatuck. Saugatuck never had a railroad. In fact, in the 1880s history, there is a sad lament that the railroad has gone east of us, leaving us nothing but ruin to contemplate. Saugatuck thought they were really in trouble if they didn't have a railroad. This road served as a conduit for traffic between Saugatuck and Richmond. Some peaches were shipped from Richmond, and some passenger traffic, especially passenger traffic for the Presbyterian camp at Saugatuck, used to come into Richmond, and then they would meet them by wagon and bring them into Saugatuck.
From the river bluff here, you have no buildings or any remains, historical remains, to look at, but you have a beautiful view down the river. Now, the river we have always considered to be the main street of Allegan County in the early days of settlement. On that river, of course, it had been used by the Indians and the mound builders and other people for, centuries. If you were standing up here, you can imagine looking down there and seeing the large canoes of the Indians, and you would see the fur traders with their canoes and the French missionaries that would be going up and down the river. Later on, there would be, when the settlers came, you would have boats going up and down. There were paddle wheel steamboats that went from Saugatuck to Allegan, two of them. And there were also these large log booms coming down at the river to the sawmills, the big mills down at Saugatuck. All this activity on the river, of course. There would be people going up and down just fur trading and whatever, and settlers looking for places where they could go to locate their land and start their homes in the wilderness. So it was a very, very busy place up until the 1870s when the railroads came.
This is a great little park. Take some time to walk around and take the trail to the River Bluff area. I'll be waiting at the next site.